Eighth parak of Zvachim, second Mishnah, Kodshim and Mekodshim. The two types of Kabbalahs got mixed together, Min B'minoi, if it was the same type of government, with both Oilers and both Chattas, Zeikov L'Shem Mishahu, Zeikov L'Shem Mishahu. Each one will be brought as a Kabbalah, and the Kohen would have in mind that whoever it belongs to, it should be his. Because of the problem, if he says it's Reuven's, maybe it's Shimon's. If he says it's Shimon's, maybe it's Reuven's, and later Shmo. We learned before, there's a problem by Achatas, it's puzzled by other Korbanos. At least he has to bring the Korban again. Kodshim, Mekodshim, and Min B'Shein Aminoi. If two types of Kodshim got mixed together, but there were different types of Korbanos. In other words, that a certain Korbanos, the blood is sprinkled in one fashion, other Korbanos, the blood is sprinkled. And other times, like Achatas, you need to sprinkle in four places, Oilen, or two places. So, Yirachi Yistovah Yimochu, you have to let it graze till it gets a move, and then they will sell it because you can't bring it because you don't know how to be Makif. It's a Yaakov, or you have an oiler with a Chattas. The oil has to be burnt, the whole thing, a Chattas part of his eating. The Yaakov in May, Hayofa Shebehem, in Minzeh, and the Hayofa Behem in Minzeh. You'll be half to Makif from the nicest, from the more expensive of the two or the bunch for every type. Now, since he's not sure if the oiler was the more expensive, the chattas was more expensive, so now that he's replacing them, he's going to have to replace them with the value of the more expensive one. But he has to make some basic. The mice is going to lose out the difference, but here that's what he has to do. Let's say one animal is worth 1,000 shekel, another one is worth 800 shekel. He's going to have to bring that two animals of 1,000 shekel and lose 200. Nis'avu b'bchor b'maisa. If they were in a Sarab and Bechor and Ma'isa, it's also different types of halachas of how to sprinkle the blood and how it's eaten. We wrote that Shayistovu, the Yoch Luki Bechor and Ma'isa, let it get a mum, and even after it gets the mum, it still retains its taras of Bechor and Ma'isa, because Bechor and Ma'isa still have a special dinim, even after they have a mum, that they can't be sold in the regular marketplace, and they can't be, the meat can't be weighed on the regular scales. What's a zilzal for these kabbanas even after the moon? Hakol yichol nisarv chutz min achadus min ha'oshem. All the kabbanas can be confused with one another, but not achadus or an oshem. Because most of the chatois are females and the shamas are males. There's one chatus, which is a so'ir, which a nosi brings, but which is male, but still not the same as an oshem because oshem is brought as an ayil, as a kevis, a sheep, and not as a goat.